Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everybody, to this Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson. It is June 29th, 2017, and today, I have with me very special guest, Chris Martinson. Hi, Chris. Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm interviewing myself. I'm doing Off the Cuff by myself. We didn't have a guest this week, and I thought, you know what? I've really been looking forward to just getting a chance to really riff on some things in a little bit more deeply. So let's see how this goes. Let me know if this works for you. And I'm really interested in what's happening right now. So as I'm recording this, I'm looking at my handy-dandy screen chart. Now, yesterday, on Wednesday, what we saw was a big increase in equity markets across the globe. It was really in response to the European Central Bank coming out and, air quotes, clarifying some of Draghi's remarks, which then had caused some turbulence in the markets, and markets went up. And today they're really down. They're way below the level at which they started their long climb yesterday. We have the Dow down 235 at this point. S&P down 32, NASDAQ down 140 as I'm recording this. So what's going on? Well, look, you know our view at Peak Prosperity is simply this, that without $200 billion a month going into the financial markets, that they would fall apart. And the central banks know this. They've been terrified of any market jitters. They're terrified of sniffles, wheezes, minor rashes, anything that would look like a downturn starting. They've been fighting tooth and nail because they know that what they've created are Franken markets. These things are absolutely dependent on continued stimulus by the central banks. And if the markets don't get this continued stimulus, we all know that they would just fall apart. And our view is that they will not just fall apart, but fall apart really, really quickly. Now, this is just economically independent of anything going on in energy and the environment, where there's just concerning signs after concerning signs in both of those fields. But just economically, the world now has over $215 trillion of debt that's identified. It has a lot more when you consider sorts of leverage that aren't actually counted in that number. Even much, much, much higher, of course, when you consider unfunded liabilities and things like that. So that amount of debt, it was too much to sustain in the first place. But one of the topics that we've been covering for a while is the idea that it's not just the total amount of debt that you have to pay attention to, of course. It's the rate of new debt creation.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.